Well, oil prices are rebounding today. Some good news for energy investors out there. The energy sector, the strongest performing sector in today's session. You can see there WTI jumping by about 5% after last week. You saw prices fall by about 9%, one of the worst weeks that we've seen there for a while. For more on where the moves go, though, to continue here, I want to bring on the Oracle of Oil, as I call him, Stephen Schork. Schork Group Principal joins us now. Stephen, good to be chatting with you again here. I mean, we've been talking about kind of the demand picture and obviously how shady it is to kind of project given the rise of the Delta variant and where the U.S. Chinese economy is. But when you look at prices where they're sitting here, they come down a bit. What do you make of the rally today?
The rally today, Zach, is a simple rebound of the significant sell-off that we saw that really accelerated into last week. Keep in mind, right around the 4th of July holiday, we saw crude oil prices up in that mid to high $70 range as we were ramping up for the summer. Gasoline demand was coming in much stronger than expected, and crude oil prices at that time responded accordingly. Now, this past Friday, we had the expiration of the September contract. So what we saw over the last week was a unwinding of those positions, of all that length that had pushed oil up into that mid $70 range. So we had a significant sell-off, but that was more of a technical or systemic sell-off as positions were squared. We're now into the new trading month. This is the first day, and we're getting that snapback to oil prices because simply everyone who was long liquidated, and now there's money on the side potentially pushing this market up even higher, regardless of, as you referenced, that murky demand picture going forward.
Yeah, when we talk about the supply side, too, though, we've seen a lot of drillers come back on the Baker Hughes count, and you look at that rising for the third week in a row here. I mean, we talk so much about, production overseas, but we haven't really talked a lot about U.S. producers and what they've been able to do here. I mean, how do you see that factoring in if we do hold at the $65 level, it's so much higher than where we were, and talking about break-even costs? How do you see that dynamic playing out?
Yeah, all of the shale drillers, Zach, are well into the money in the mid-60s. They're well into the money at $55 a barrel, for that said. But up until recently, the drillers here in North America have kept their powder dry. Keep in mind that they got burned significantly at the end of 2013 when prices crashed from above $100 to that $30 range. And then they got burnt again in, 2015? And, of course, last year with COVID. So once bitten, twice shy, as it were. And also the banks, which lend all that money to the drillers, they were in a pretty serious position. So I think the financing for new drilling was held back. But we are seeing an uptick. To your point, you referenced Baker Hughes. Last week's weekly update from the EIA showed that U.S. production was at 11.4 million barrels a day, well below what we were producing just a couple of years ago when we were above 13 million barrels a day. But that said, we were hovering right around 11 million barrels up through the summer. So production is coming slowly, securely back online. But we have to bear in mind that the peak driving season, the peak demand season for oil is over now. We're looking at the Labor Day holiday. Holiday demand, vacation demand will diminish. Refineries will go into their maintenance season, so they'll be buying fewer barrels of oil. So we are going into an area which is typically the weakest demand part of the year. So certainly bulls have to take that into account.
Yeah, and yet, when we talk about bearishness versus bullishness in the space, your latest note here was flagging that retail oil traders, maybe the smaller guys here, holding one of their least bearish positions ever in WTI. I mean, when you think about the price action we've seen play out, year-end pricing forecast, I think Goldman was, what, $85 by the end of the year, last I checked. I mean, where do you see things maybe going once you factor in we're getting past that busy travel season? And I guess how retail traders here seem to think that the worst is over.
Yeah, absolutely. And retail traders, often referred to in the parlance of Wall Street as the dumb money, are a significant force in this market, and they're not to be ignored. So certainly they're piling into the market. We also have to, now looking forward beyond the fundamentals, oil is also an inflation play. And as we all know, regardless of what the Fed is telling us about transitory inflation, because of course they don't take into account energy, but energy for all of us is certainly a significant impact. And there is an inverse relationship with the dollar. So the dollar did have a nice rise last week, but it did hit a technical top and we're significantly lower. That is also fueling today's rebound in oil prices. So looking forward, commodities in general, oil specifically, is a play on inflation and it is an asset just like gold. So as goes the dollar, so goes assets in the opposite direction. So certainly that's something to keep an eye on beyond the fundamentals. It is a hedge against inflation.
And obviously going to be another topic of interest here as we get the latest from the Fed thinking there at the Jackson Hole Symposium. We'll see what happens with the dollar and thus with the prices of oil there. But Stephen Shork, the Shork Group Principal, joining us once again. Appreciate taking the time to chat. Be well.